The copyright has finally expired for F. Scott Fitzgerald's classic novel, The Great Gatsby, which means that novelist Michael Ferris Smith of Mississippi has finally been able to publish a book that he wrote several years ago inspired by Gatsby. The title character of Fitzgerald's novel is a rich man in 1920s Long Island who longs for a woman he can never have. Ferris's new novel is called Nick. It invents a backstory for the narrator of Gatsby, Nick Carraway, who was always present in the book, of course, but just barely described.
There's almost nothing. Like, he tells you he fought in the war, he's from the Midwest, and he's turning 30. And that's really about all you know. There are breadcrumbs in his narration of Gatsby, but I was really interested in the experiences and the emotions that made him the way he was.
I noticed a kind of resonance between The Great Gatsby and your novel. There is this character, Jay Gatsby, the title character in The Great Gatsby, who is frustrated in love. One of the drivers of the plot is that he's in love with someone that he can never be with. And now we focus in your novel on Nick, and from the earliest pages, he's also frustrated in love. There's someone he's trying to get to that he can't get to.
Absolutely. I thought there was opportunity to show the dynamic of why Nick interprets Jay's infatuation with Daisy and the past. Because in Gatsby, Nick falls right in line with it. He listens as Gatsby goes on and on about it. And I think for someone to fall into that so easily, there certainly probably had to be his own experiences where he was close to having that thing he really wanted himself but wasn't able to get.
I'm thinking about this task you set for yourself of picking out seemingly not the most interesting character of a famous novel and writing his whole backstory. Does that happen to you in real life, that you pass people on the street or have a conversation with someone and you think, I bet there's a whole novel in that person's life if I only knew it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I started writing and decided I wanted to try to write when I was about 29 or 30 years old, that came after years of being a reader myself. But also, I found myself like starting to notice people in cafes and sitting alone at the end of the bar, or just like you said, just in passing, and kind of being curious about what they were doing or why they were there, why the expressions were on their faces as they were talking to each other. Like, I wonder what their story is. And I think that had a large part in to do with me finally trying to write myself. I wanted to kind of engage with the world in that way. So perhaps it was that, you know, prep from 20 years ago that finally, you know, made me brave enough to take, like you said, a very passive, quiet character in Gatsby and create this world around him.
Does The Great Gatsby feel relevant to our moment in history now?
I've had such a strange experience with this novel. Part of it was, which I wrote it in 2015, and I wrote it in secret without telling anybody because I was afraid. I didn't want to hear that it was impossible. So I just kept it to myself. I didn't tell my agent or editor or anybody. I just did it. And so I had no idea about the copyright issue. And I'm glad I didn't. I just turned it in. And it was at that point, everybody was like, I can't believe this is what you've been doing. And then two, we can't publish it until 2021. When I sat down to give it a revision last year, the thing that really struck me and surprised me about it was how timely the novel felt in terms of parallels of Nick's 1920 to the 2020 that we're living in. I mean, it's a country that was coming off World War I. It was a character in Nick, and I think in other characters in the novel who were coming off the war, who were very disillusioned with their own country. And it's a country coming off a pandemic. I mean, I was just blown away like how strangely timely the novel feels.
There's another parallel I can think of, and that's just that people are walking around with traumatic experiences. You write about this period in the 20s where millions of people had gone off to war and come back, and people had survived a pandemic and many other things. There'd been a severe recession in 1919. And we are at the end of this 20-year period of 9/11 and years of wars and hundreds of thousands of people going off to war and economic crisis and a pandemic. And I find it really resonant to be thinking about the backstories of people that maybe they never tell us that we pass on the street.
I think it's so widespread, too. I think there's so much of that. I think the comparison of where we are now, comparing us to a country coming off of the Great War, I think is very valid. I mean, it seems like the great American thing, you know, because after the Great War in the 20s and then another depression in the 30s, and then we turn around and we have World War II in which many more casualties. That, for me, it might be part of the great American experience of Gatsby. Like, when I read Gatsby, it wasn't the glitz and the glamour that really interested me. It was the emotions and the attitudes of those characters who had come off of this thing, and now they were celebrating in this very fake pseudo type of way, and it's all going to come crumbling down, and they are at a loss for how to grasp and deal with it when it does. And I think that's something that seems to happen in this country over and over again.
One of the drivers of this plot is that the main character is a veteran of war, comes home, and he feels lost. He's trying to find himself, which has got to be an experience that many, many Americans are going through today and have gone through over the past couple of decades. Do you feel you understand what that kind of traumatic past does to a person?
Yeah, I think on some level. I mean, it was those own feelings of, depression and isolation that I felt that I saw in Nick that kind of drew me to him and drew me to writing this. But also, I'm married to an absolute angel of a woman who has spent her career working with foster children. And, you know, I talked to her and I listened to her. The things that happen to us can create shadows that never, never leave us. And you carry it around the rest of your life. And I've seen examples of that, you know, through her work. In the same realm of that, like, I've had friends serve abroad, the military, over the past 15, 20 years, and I've seen them, men and women, who come back home. I can see that they're different, and patting them on the back and telling them to shake it off, that's not how it works. I feel like it was an opportunity in Nick to speak to some of these things, and hopefully I did.
Michael Ferris Smith is the author of Nick, which is inspired by the narrator of F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it.